I thought, you know, our work today was good, and, you know, from a scheduling standpoint, it's back to a pretty traditional work week. You know, tomorrow we'll have a small walkthrough and get ready to go.
Coming off a bye week, is it more difficult getting prepared for another team, even though you have more time?
I don't think so. I think they've handled the schedule well. You know, you get an extra day. It's one where we're playing a home game, so there's not a travel day involved. I think the schedule has worked out pretty well.
Can't really. I mean, I know the thought process, I would think, is when you have a week off, get away, clear your mind of football a little bit. Is it that simple, do you think, when you know you have so much to play for going forward?
Well, I said this earlier in the week. I mean, you know, we really just plagiarized Andy Reid's schedule. And you know, we spent some time on Monday after the game last week, and then, you know, we did get guys away and coaches the same way, and then kind of came back with a plan for Monday, what we wanted to get accomplished with that extra day, and then got right back into our routine. You know, I think the bye comes and it fluctuates each season, so you don't have much control over it, but, you know, it always gives a handful of players a chance maybe to get an extra week in rehab and possibly, you know, play that next game. But I think it came at a good time for us. You know, it didn't come too early. And, you know, overall, I was pleased with how we handled it.
Sean, having borrowed Andy's schedule, did you find that has worked better for you?
Well, it has been statistically. I'm trying to think of the time. I think we might have been 1-2 after 3 years, and I'd have to go back and look at.
I think it was 0-3, then 4-0, actually.
Is that right? So, you know, it was interesting just to hear him talk about, you know, the rest for his players, and you know, it's worked. It's worked for us, and we also have a team that's got enough veteran leadership, and they understand, you still how to work and take care of their bodies during that 1 week where they're still staying in shape, lifting and running. And a number of these guys are, you know, were around, so they would be able to come into the facility and get a lift in or get a run in.
Is this a good time to sort of review your plan for read option quarterbacks, since they all seem to be in this last 10-week stretch of the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, it varies. You know, you see elements of it depending on the team. Each team's a little different. And, you know, that was probably one of the hot button topics for every defense this offseason. So we were no exception. But how teams run the football from those looks, play action pass from those looks can vary. And so it really still becomes opponent specific.
Well, it was interesting, though, because it was a hot button topic this offseason, but then you weren't going to face it for so long. So you probably had.
Yeah, I mean, I still, you know, you spend some time, though, just discussing and Cardin plays. You know, we had a chance to do that in the mini camps and then in training camp just to get guys up to speed with, you know, what it looks like. And we were able to do that. But each week it varies, you know, with what you're seeing.
Is it less prevalent this year?
I don't know. I think time will tell. I mean, we're just at, you know, the 6-7 week mark. So, shoot, we're at third of the season. We've got a lot of football left.
You see maybe the hurry-up offense is having more of an effect right now than the
I think tempo is gradually changed throughout the league, where offenses are looking at it as an opportunity to maybe stress defenses, if you will. But, you know, at some point you're 3rd and 7, and you've got to be able to convert those. At some point you're in the red area. I mean, you've got to be able to operate efficiently in the kicking game. You know, the blocking, the tackling, all those things still, you know, win and lose games for you. And so I think most importantly, building the system around who you have is still what's most important. And that's not just on offense.
We saw this week that Malcolm's penalty, the fine, was just dropped. Do you think the players are placing each other a bit more now as opposed to the coaches reminding players where they can and cannot hit, how they should?
I think just from a point of emphasis, we talk all the time about target areas. I think it's certainly trending in a direction, and yet, you know, there are plays each week where you know, you look closely at them, you pull them up maybe, and you put them on tape for your own team if it, you know, comes up even in a different game. So, you know, our guys have done a good job with that.
I think that's one of the hardest things players have had to do is change what they've been taught for so many years.
I think it's hard for the officials because it happens so fast. And I think the players are pretty resilient. You know, they can adjust, and they do. The key is, you know, just what we're telling them and you know, landmarks in regards to target areas. But I think they've handled it pretty good.
How have you seen Mark Ingram deal with what has been like a frustrating month for him?
He's been good. He's been upbeat this week. And I thought, you know, he's turned the corner, and he's handled it well. It's, you know, when you're a running back or certain positions, you know, you're going to have some injuries. You're going to have some of those things that keep you from being full speed, and I think he understands that.
He's certainly not your only option at running back, but he was the guy that was going to get the proverbial first crack at it. How not having him, how has that affected or changed, if at all?
Well, I don't know that we ever, there's no first crack. I mean, we play a lot of different running backs. So there's situational carries, there's down and distance carries, and there's protections, play actions. And we've kind of been built that way, and we've been fortunate to have drafted players playing those roles, and we've had players that maybe weren't drafted. You know, a number of them playing in those roles. So it's just trying to put together a plan that, you know, best suits the player. And it would be the case at running back. We've been fortunate to have a lot of guys that are versatile, and dealing with an injury at that position isn't unusual. It's pretty normal.
Sean, this is the first home game in about a month. Does that seem a little bit odd?
Yeah, it seems like it's been a while. I mean, the last one was Miami, right?
Yeah.
And so then it was Chicago, New England, bye. You know, there's always kind of a flow to the schedule. You can't control it, and you just hope you're able to play well at home and you know, do what you need to do. Sometimes at home, I've said this before, there can be more distractions just in regards to people that are coming in, ticket demand, all of those things. But our guys compartmentalize that stuff pretty well.
You said today would be an important day for Jimmy Graham. Were you pleased with him?
Yeah, so far, you know, we'll list his – today's the day we list practice participation, we'll list status, and we'll keep evaluating it.
There's a lot of anxiety around town about whether he can play or not, but being around the team in the locker room and around here, there isn't fear. Can you talk about that culture?
Well, that culture is driven, I think, oftentimes by, and you guys do a great job of it, but the coverage of our game is changed dramatically in 5 years. So we do a pretty good job, I think, of isolating ourselves from the noise, you know, and just focus on each day the process, and focus on obviously the players that are getting reps in that practice and preparing for the scenarios in any injury, both in the event the player can or can't play. And that's just kind of been our approach. You know, we'll see this weekend.
Hey, Sean, real quick. Are you surprised at the success that CJ's had at Tulane and how he's gone about it by really focusing in on what's in the circle of Louisiana kids?
I'm not surprised. You know, I'm excited for him. They've done a great job. I know that he's been able to go out and recruit. He's a worker, but just as importantly, or more importantly, they're teaching and they're preparing, and their players are winning some games. You know, they're playing some good teams, and you know, it's good to see him have that success. He's someone that I think an awful lot of, and valued as a guy that worked with us, and it's great to see him doing well.